You're listening to KEXP at 90.3 FM in Seattle, streaming worldwide at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. I'm at a vast recording company with the tallest man on earth. It's so wonderful to see you.
It's so wonderful to be back, Cheryl. Thank you for having me.
Well, welcome back. And you've got some fun new songs to play. I cannot wait to talk about them. When the Bird Sees the Solid Ground is a collection of a multimedia project, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, and fun, that's a stretch, and pretty sad, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun for me. Yeah. I want to talk about what it was like for you, but you want to start us off with a song?
Please, yeah, I'll try.
Dark and stormy days, and all I do is miss you, darling one, in so many ways. Should I not look back? Oh, I know. Hours getting late, and I won't sing of sorrow, but don't take your love away. Somewhere in the mountains and somewhere in New York, we'll forget the hour. Where's that song we hummed before? Heard them talk of sunshine and life in restful ways. Now won't sing of sorrow, but don't take your love away. Some nights will haunt me till the daylight comes around. Fine, it's all I really own. It's always been around, hanging on a dream of you. I will fall through days, but I get up stubborn. All your warmth and funny ways. Should I not look back? Oh, I know. Hours getting late, I won't sing of sorrow, but please don't take your love away. Some nights will haunt me, babe, till the daylight comes around. It's all I really own. It's always been around. I run before the days will have me to believe. Your dance within me, honey, is only but a dream. Somewhere in the mountains and somewhere in New York, we'll forget the hour and the long, long road.
So beautiful. The Tallest Man on Earth live on KEXP, somewhere in the mountains, somewhere in New York. And that is from your newest project.
Yeah.
so many words in all of your titles. When the bird sees the solid ground, there's such
people around me crazy.
Amazing imagery, though. You paint such a beautiful picture with words.
Thank you.
Want to play another song?
Yes, please.
Thank you for bringing so many instruments.
Let's see. Pick. I'm gonna play cover. There we go.
Johnny's always running around, trying to find certainty. He needs all the world to confirm that he ain't lonely. Mary counts the walls, knows he tires easily. Johnny thinks the world be right if it could find truth from him. Mary says he's changed his mind more than a woman. But she made her bed, even when the chance was slim. Johnny says he's willing to learn when he decides he's a fool. Johnny said he'd live anywhere when he earns the time. Mary combs her hair, knows she should be used to it. Mary always hedges her bets, she never knows what to think. She says that he still acts like he's being discovered, scared that he'll be caught without a second thought. Johnny's always running around, oh, oh, oh. Johnny's always running around. Johnny says he's wasting his breath trying to talk sense to her. Mary says he's lacking a real sense of proportion. So she combs her hair, knows he tires easily. Johnny's always running around trying to find certainty. He needs all the world to confirm that he ain't lonely. And Mary counts the walls, know she should be used to it. Johnny's always running around, oh, oh, oh. Johnny's always running around, oh.
Did look like you had fun playing that one.
I do. I love that song so much.
The Tallest Man on Earth is live on KEXP. I'm Cheryl Waters. We're here at a vast recording company, and it must be fun with so many songs out there in the world to choose a cover.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. There's a lot of stuff out there.
I want to talk about your new project. You've had two major video endeavors over the last couple of years. You had the Light In demos, and now this incredible, I actually cannot stop watching these videos for When the Bird Sees the Solid Ground. And one of the things I love about it, because I've also listened to the studio versions of them, then there's the video version, and then even today you played the first song on banjo, which is in a way that I've seen you play that before. And I'm really wondering what your inspiration was for stepping into this video world. You definitely seem to be feeding you in some really important way.
Yeah, and I've always been interested in expressing my ways in more ways than just music. And to me, it's not that big of a difference with visuals and from what I feel that I'm doing. So I wanted to go step aside from just making albums and really record an album, wait 6 months, go on tour for 2 years, and then do that again. I wanted to have fun and be creative, and I wanted to feel like a beginner again, because I love to be a beginner. I didn't know much about filmmaking or editing or color grading, but I love to nerd out. So, because when you're a beginner and want to learn something, it's just like you learn a lot. It's really satisfying. You learn a lot every day, and a lot of trial and error. And so I wanted to do that, not to step out of some comfort zone. And I really stepped out of the comfort zone because I planned to do this and set it up with people around me. It's going to help with the distribution. I was doing everything. And then just a lot of life happened. And so I was thinking of backing out and not doing it because that was kind of in a fragile state. I just needed to, but I just like, no, I should film this. I should, because it actually goes with what I'm trying, what I'm starting to feel about my own career, that I can't, there's no, I don't feel there's any time left. How the world looks today, it's so messed up. So I can't try to be cool in this world, because we need to start to work on like the base level, human kindness and connections. Just so I just like, okay, I'm kind of a mess right now, but a lot of people are just, you know, I should show the naked Christian. Yeah,
you really do. And I mean, talk about that human connection. Your songs are so intimate in and of themselves. Your live shows, even when you have backing musicians, are very intimate, but this takes it to a whole new level. I have to say, even like the first couple videos I watched were a little bit uncomfortable, because it's like, wow, I'm like right there in the room with him. You're sharing really intimate thoughts and feelings. Talk about the decision to bookend these videos with, you know, your thoughts and contemplation.
Yeah. I don't know really what the plan was, but I was also, the songs I was writing, I didn't write the songs and then did the project. I wrote them as I went along. So I tried to steer it in to make it like happier and joyful, like the last song, And Then I Won't Sing No More. I wrote it and like, oh my God, this is like terrible. This is like so depressing. I'm going to rewrite it. And I rewrote it. It's like, wow, it's even sadder. What's going on? So just like, but then also I wasn't that sad all the time as it looks in the video, but I really wanted to just like, okay, I'm just going to focus on this. I'm just going to put a magnifying glass and just like the worst feelings, like when someone leaves you and like the feeling of like, no, I don't want change. Like, please, like, don't. That's what, so I wrote Somewhere in the Mountains, Somewhere in New York. But I am a grown up and I've gone through things before. So I'm not walking around like that and feeling sorry for myself. But it was really nice to just be able to, it's like, okay, I have this vessel of this project. So I'm just going to illuminate like this really shitty feeling, excuse my language.
You do reference, as you're doing now, being sad in some of the talking parts of the video, but what I felt was also a peacefulness and a sereneness. And it's funny, you jokingly refer to yourself, you say, I'm not like Mr. Rogers. Yeah. in real life, you know, you kind of were very serious, but you had some recurring themes in the dialogue, self-love, loving the people around you, loving your horn player.
Yeah.
And I did sense a peacefulness and a sereneness. Did you learn something along the way in that process, or probably that's just the life learning that you're doing?
Yeah, but I also learned like letting myself do that in the video and talk like Mr. Rogers and like not. It's strange because it's like now going on tour, like last night on the stage, I get it into my banters and it's weird. I travel around and sing pretty moody songs, but we laugh together in the venue. Like, so I have this, yeah, it's a strange vessel to try to create happiness and love. And but that is what I want to do. I am out on the road and I'm recording a lot. That's what I do with my time. So I can't really, right now, I don't have time to be helpful in many other ways. I can't go and help refugees or because I'm basically so, which I feel bad for. So like, why am I doing this? But if I can somehow try to spread some love and that people walk out from a venue with a good feeling in their heart, there's a bigger chance that they will do something good for someone else.
Well, Well, and starting with ourselves is an important part of the piece, of reaching out to others as well.
Yeah.
Taking that. The imagery is so beautiful in these videos, and ocean starts in the winter. It looks like, I've never been to Sweden, but I was guessing it was in Sweden,
yeah,
the snow, the nature, there's water in there. Did you intentionally start and then move through the season starting with winter, or is that just when you decided to start this project? Because it's a beautiful cycle.
Yeah, that's just one, it just, since I started in winter and then just the project went on and the seasons changed.
I love the one where you can keep the mosquitoes.
Oh my God,
off of you.
That was more painful than it, not painful, but it was hard to keep a straight face because the river was flooded.
Uh-huh.
And it was flooded, so all these little tributaries, mm-hmm. and it was a mosquito factory because it also got hot. So I was just sitting there and I didn't have any bug repellent.
I was actually wondering if you were going to play the song on that site as well. I was so relieved to find you then playing the song in a different location indoors.
Yeah, no, it was hard to just speak in there.
Well, it's a beautiful project. One of the themes you kept recurring in that as well is how excited you were to get back out doing live shows.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have a new record in mind or in the works.
Yeah, I'm working on it right now.
That's exciting. We're always so excited to see you. These are such beautiful songs. Again, like I said at the beginning, I love seeing them in all their different variations. You did them differently for the video than sort of a, what would you call that? It wasn't for the record.
I'm starting to have fun with that. Just treating songs like songs again. Because Somewhere in the Mountains, I wrote it on the piano, recorded it on the guitar, and now I'm playing on the banjo. It's just like it's fun. Yeah.
And you decided to release these one at a time,
yeah,
instead of like as a whole. Is that something that you're sort of experimenting with? Is that a new idea? Just something behind that specifically?
The new album is going to come out. It's probably just going to be the whole album straight out. But I wanted to try how it could be to just like to write a song and then have it, someone heard it really fast. So I recorded it and it was out there pretty instantly, and that's a good feeling because it has been a frustrating thing. You have this album, I think it's so great. It's like, well, you hear it in 6 months.
Or sometimes maybe in a year or more.
Yeah.
We've got The Tallest Man on Earth live on KEXP, and you're going to play something else from When the Bird Sees the Solid Ground?
I am going to play Then I Won't Sing No More.
What instrument will you choose for that?
I'm going to do the electric again. It's good to have an electric. It sounds pretty in the morning when I'm not that. Thank you for having me when I always get here in the morning after a border crossing and not much sleep. Thank you for your patience.
You always sound great.
Just some bird who fell to shore. No grazing, how things end, I know, but it's true. Life does shine on through. Can we slowly reappear? Little walks until we're new. I'm in some car, I drive too fast. I raise some memories, I guess. Well, I know love just won't let go. Can I slowly disappear? Can I drive like someone new? Arms are hungry, but they don't know if you will come by here again. And the summer just whisper on. All these sad songs must come to an end. It's my bird, I will let it go. Yeah, I know. And then I won't sing no more. There's just some pattern in the wild. We line right up and tell the time to not change. How can we remain? Sun and showers reappear. This is how we grow. I'm so hungry, but they don't know if you will come back here again. In the summer, just whisper on, oh buddy, these sad songs must come to an end. It's my bird, I will let it go, yeah, I know. And then I won't sing no more. Life does channel through, and these hours disappear like the skies that we once knew.
The Tallest Man on Earth, live on KEXP, Then I Won't Sing No More, from When the Bird Sees the Solid Ground. Kristen, you talked about the song cycle as being five parts of the same song. I notice you don't feel the need to sing them in an order, in the order that you released them. But tell me about that, them being five parts of the same song.
Well, it just felt like it was turned into this like stage five stages of a breakup. Yeah. So I try to write about other things, but somehow that just took over, took me hostage every time. So yeah.
Well, it clearly speaks with people. I was actually very moved by some of the comments that people left on the videos. I just want to tell you a couple that someone said. As someone who's been unable to make it out to shows and out of the house due to my health, this series has meant a lot to me. These songs found me exactly when I needed them, and they thanked you. And then a fellow guitar player said that they take relatively long breaks from playing guitar, but every time they see one of those videos that comes out, they constantly feel motivated, re-energized, and creative again. So it has to feel great to know that this thing that you weren't sure about, how it would come across, that people love it and want to see more.
It does. It's just really heartwarming, yeah.
Well, speaking of more, you got one more?
I have one more. It's called Forever. It's a very long time.
In the mouth of some kind of creature of our time, and wild as it goes, I give up my body and here's my mind. How to love and be all to love and to tumble in its life like a dream engineer. I feel like a fool, now live like one. Oh, I just spoke of vengeance, of some loss forever, of lonesome fears, the feeling of one, just to end up feeling like some blind believer. You spell it out, I'm not the one. I'm just a little unprepared. The end has just begun. Oh. But then empty I find, I'm suddenly open to the land, and reckless it grows. So bring me some reckless times again, so I can vengeance of some lost forever, of lonesome fears, the feeling of one, just to end up feeling like some blind believer. You calling out, I'm not the one. I was a little unprepared, but the rest is just begun. What if nature's just numbers, you and I repetition? Are we free or just brought out again? I will get through these days. Give me the spring and some summer, but then will you still think of me? That's me in your sight. I go through the motions of some life. It's wild, yes, I know. I carry my body and sing some lines. Oh, I will be the ghost of some now lost forever, of lonesome fears, the feeling of one, just to end up feeling like some wild beginner, just trying out, am I the one? For some things we prepare, but the rest is just begun. Oh. What if nature's just numbers, you and I repetition? Are we free? Just brought out again. I will get through these days. Give me the spring and some summer, but then still think of you. All the time.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much. The Tallest Man on Earth live on KEXP, playing a sold-out show at the Neptune Theater tonight. And sounds like you get your wish. You got a lot of shows coming up.
Yep.
Back on that stage.
Yep.
Nothing like jumping back into the fire. It's great to see you. I can't wait to see you again.
It's always great to see you, Cheryl.
You've got it tuned to KEXP Seattle.